कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूदले श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिधि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणी श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Verse 25 Sakta karmanya vidvamsho Yadha kurvanti bharata Kuryad vidvams tatha shaktas Chikirshur loka sangraham Sakta karmanya vidvamsho Yadha kurvanti bharata Kuryad vidvams tatha shaktas Chikirshur loka sangraham As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results Similarly, the learned may also act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. So, yesterday we were discussing this, isn't it? That the a devotee who has come to the understanding that, like in a jnani or a devotee, does not matter. Whoever in that realized state, their consciousness acts in the same way. For example, Bhagavadam said about this, Sarvabhudeshu yapashyel bhagavad bhavam almana bhudani bhagavatyesha savai bhagavadottama. That Kavi Hari Maharshi says to King Nimi, that Sarvabhudeshu yapashyel When one sees in all living entities Krishna's presence and Sarabhudeshyapashyet Bhagavad Bhavam Almana. That means Bhagavad Bhavam means Krishna's presence in everyone. As all living entities, the presence of Krishna. Bhudani Bhagavati Esha. That means all Bhutam, all living entities are living in Krishna, are living in Krishna. So, Bhudani Bhagavati Esha Savai Bhagavadottama, he is the first class devotee, said Hari Maharshi to King Nimi. So, Esha Bhagavadottama, Bhudani Bhagavati Esha Savai Bhagavadottama. And then, he also said, the symptom of such a devotee, another symptom. Na kamya karma bijanam yase chayadase sambhava vasudevaiga nilaya savai bhagavadottama. The best among the devotees are those, Krishna is, Hari Maharshi is saying, na kamya karma bijanam. That means fruitive activities, the seed of fruitive activities is completely burned inside. No more fruitive activity from that person. Yase chayadase sambhava, his chayadase is like that. The chayadase sambhava. And vasudevaiga nilaye sava bhagavadottama. Vasudevaiga nilaye. Vasudevaiga nilaye means that is always in Krishna. Earlier in the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna said, bahunam janmanam ande jnanavanmam prabandhyade. Vasudeva sarvamidi samahalma sudurlabha. Vasudeva's presence. Vasudeva sarvamidi. Everything is Krishna. Bahunam janmanamandi yanavanmam prabadhyade. One who is in knowledge will realize this. What is that? Vasudeva sarvamidi. Everything is Krishna. Sa mahalma sudurlabha. Such a mahalma is very, very rare. So similarly here, Krishna is saying here, sorry, Kavya Hari Maharshi is saying, na kamyakarma bijanam yase chedase sambhava vasudevaiga nilaya savai bhagavadottama. That vasudevaiga nilaya, that in everything sees Krishna's presence in every living entity, and to recognize that all living entities are living in Krishna. Krishna is a sum total of all the living entities together. So, after saying that, later on he said, na yasya sva para vita para iti viteshu atmani va bhida sarva bhuta samashanda savai bhagavadottama. These are important verses in the Bhagavadam. In the, if you remember in the 11th canto, in the second chapter, when the nine yogis started discussing with the King Nimi. King Nimi's question was, who is the best devotee, isn't it? Who is the first class devotee? So in that Bhagavata Uttama, it says. And there, these verses come about the symptoms of a first class devotee. It says there, na yasya sva para iti viteshu atmani va bhida sarvabhuta samashanda savai bhagavadottama. Hari Maharshi says, na yasya sva para. Whatever wealth is in this world, he doesn't consider anything belongs to him. Not only that, others' wealth also he doesn't consider that it belongs to them. That means he is able to see that everything is Krishna's. He doesn't think that anything belongs to him, any wealth in this world, nor does he think anybody else has any wealth in this world. And na yasya swapara iti viteshu atmanabhida, atmani vabhida, that all vittam or wealth is belongs to the Supreme Personality, Krishna, who is present in everyone as the soul. Sarva bhuta samashanda. And such a person will have an equal vision in this world. That he will see that everything is equal. In the sense that everyone is equal. Equal in the basis that everyone is Krishna's manifestation in this world. And everyone is in Krishna. Sarvabhuta sama shandaha. He is peaceful within himself. Savai bhagavadottama. He is a first class devotee. So three or four verses in that Hari Maharshi's commentary on a first class devotee, you can see in the Srimad Bhagavadam. And that state, Krishna is saying, yes to Atma Ridirevasya, Atma Druptascha Manava, Atmanyev, Atmanatushta, Savai, Tasya Karyamna Vidyade. These are all the description of a person who has reached that state of consciousness where he does not work in this world for himself. He doesn't do anything for himself in this world. But he's already reached that state where he is completely absorbed in the soul and is is situated in that spiritual platform 100%, then Swalmarati Revasya, he is deriving his happiness from the soul, Almarati. Almatruptascha Manava, he doesn't have any desire after that. He is fully satisfied, complete fulfillment inside. Almatruptascha Manava, then Almanyu Almanatushta, only from the soul, he himself is satisfied. He doesn't get any satisfaction from anywhere else. And tasya karyam na vidyate, for him there is nothing to perform afterwards. He has no more obligations in this world. Krishna spoke about all these things earlier, and now we are talking about that such a realized soul, while he lives in this world after self-realization, then the fact that he is still living within that body, that itself is a big sacrifice. That means he staying in that body again is a complete sacrifice. Because what is the reason behind it? Because they are present in that body after self-realization, that is a great mercy they are showing to this world. They have realized the truth. They have realized the truth. And they would like others also to experience that truth, what they have experienced. And you can say in one sense that it's a little kind of why they are after others. But that avidya, that is also a kind of avidya in a person. That avidya when that avidya is there, although they are not executing any particular karmam in this world, and no karmam is going to bind them, karmam has already left them. And for them, birth, death, old age, disease, that's also over. Mind, body and the words, all the three karmam that's coming from them also left them. And because they are situated within the self, although they may appear as though they are working in this world, it may appear to us also, although they are working in this world, they are unaffected by everything. This is why when they talk about Krishna, in the commentaries, acharyas are saying that when Krishna appeared, Swayameva, it mentions like this, Swayameva Paramatma Surupaha Bhagavan Devagi Vasudeva Putraha. Then by nature, Krishna is completely spiritual, 100% spiritual. But for us, it appears as though he has appeared as the son of Vasudeva and Devagi. It appears like that to us. It appears though, Loganugrahartha Kurvan Iva Jadaha Iva Lakshade. That because of his compassion for the world, it appears as though that he has taken birth. Because when he appears like that, for us, those who are used to, we could celebrate his appearance day. That's all. But strictly speaking, where is the birthday for Krishna? There is no birthday for Krishna. And appears as though, Kurvan Iva Jadaha Iva Lakshade, that for the sake of benefiting this world to bless this world, it appears as though Krishna has appeared in this world through Vasudeva and Devaki's son. And also, it appears as though he is showing the mercy to this world and working in this world. And also, it appears as though he is liberating the individuals from their karma. Then all these things are in the view of the ajnanis, or those who are ignorant. Because if you look into Bhagavad Gita, you will see a verse there. It is Krishna's own words. Ajopi sannavyayalma bhutanam ishwarobi san prakritim swamadhishtaya sambhavamyalma mayayam. That is a verse in the, I don't know which chapter. Ajobisan avyayalma bhudanam isharobisan. fourth chapter, sixth verse. It comes later. Ajobisan avayalma bhudanam isharobisan prakritim swam adhishtaya sambhavami almamaya. The interesting thing about that verse is that Krishna says, text 6 in chapter 4, Krishna says, although I am unborn. In other words, Krishna is saying there is no such thing called birth for me. So why are we celebrating birthday for Krishna then? Isn't it? Krishna is saying I have no birth, but we are very busy in celebrating the birthday. So this is the thing, you see, the mystery of Bhagavad Gita is like that. Everything is spoken from the spiritual platform. And because conditioned souls want everything in their way, we have been given this facility that you can, alright, Krishna says, celebrate the birthday then. It looks very contradicting, isn't it? Krishna is saying, I have no birth. He's always existed, isn't it? And that birth, and his birthday we are celebrating in one sense, if you look at it, it's a different thing than what Krishna is talking about. So it's Ajobisan Avayalma Bodhanam Isharovisan. So when you want to relate with that verse, it becomes difficult. That's why Acharyas are saying to us that Acharya Swamiji says in his Bhagavad Gita commentary, he says that Kurvan Iva Jataha Iva Lakshade Loganugrahartaha. That just to, for our showing mercy to us by allowing us to celebrate the birthday. Otherwise, it's an offense to celebrate Krishna's birthday. Isn't it? Krishna says, I am always Ajobisan, Ajam. Ajam means one who has no birth at all. And we are celebrating his birthday happily every year. Ajobisan Avayalma. And there is no, at any time when Krishna doesn't exist. Bodhanam Isharobisan. And he is in every living entity. He's present in all the time. Prakritim Swam Adhishtaya Sambhavami Almamaya. Using material nature as the adhishanam. Adhishanam means the basis. I appear later on in this world. It appears as though he is taking birth. It appears like that. That's why. Loganugrahartha kurvan iva jadaha iva lakshari. Then, it appears as though he has taken birth as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. It appears as though he is blessing this world. It appears as though he is doing a lot of things in this world. All Krishna's activities, very active person Krishna was in this world, wasn't it? And it appears as though he is trying to elevate all the conditioned souls from this world. These are all in the eyes of the Ajnani. Ajnani means one who has no knowledge. He sees these things in that way. So that is that. Almamaya. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, I never born. There is never question of birth for me. And Krishna says, I never took birth. And I have no death either. I have neither birth nor death. But through Almamaya, it appears as though I have taken birth. It appears as though I am doing several things, and all due to the material nature. It is not only Krishna's situation like this. Krishna's situation is not the only thing like this. It is includes us also in the same way. Because actually we are spirit souls who have neither birth nor death. Neither birth nor death. And Krishna's intention was to get this message to us. Through Bhagavad Gita, Krishna wanted us to understand this. We are living entities who have neither birth nor death. And actually we are spirit souls with neither birth nor death. And Krishna says, knowing this, act in this world like he has acted. Knowing this, that we have neither birth nor death, and we are the soul, act in that way with that consciousness. So there is no need to run away from the work, what we are doing in this world, but do it in the best possible way. But at the same time, according to one's own subhavam, one's own nature. After instructing Yoga Vasishtam to Ramachandra, Vasishtha says to him, completely, fully conscious of this fact, then just like in a drama, act in this world. Just like in a drama, act in this world. Loke vihara raghava. After realizing this truth, act in this world as though a drama is being acted in this world. So all these incarnations, all these avatara purushas, like Krishna, Ramachandra and all, when they come, they act in this world. But because they are on the spiritual platform, completely 100% on the spiritual platform, when they come here, it appears to us, for ajnanis like us, appears as though they have appeared in this world. But they are in their spiritual platform all the time. And when they are acting in this world, we misunderstand that, oh, they have come for this purpose, that purpose. Activities are going on, it doesn't touch them at all, under any situation. It doesn't affect them, it doesn't touch them in any situation. Krishna says here, that in whatever way one is situated in this world, according to that particular position, we have to act in this world, but completely disconnected from everything. If one is a householder, he has to live as a householder. And he has to show attachment to everybody, as though he is very attached to them, and to his children, grandchildren, but that is transaction. But we have don't have to get affected by that. That's the point Krishna is making. Same thing in our relationships with the world. It's not only in family life, even in the official life also. In the office, you may have to deal with other people, sometimes very firmly, sometimes in a light-hearted way, according to the situation. And it is not that because of that, your spiritual position should be affected by that. That should remain separate from all the dealings of this world. Vyavaharam, you have to keep separate from Krishna. That's why it's mentioned that do vyavaharam with the world, but don't do vyavaharam with Krishna. With Krishna, it is eternal life. With material nature, it is vyavaharam. And that will come and that will go. So, Behir Pinjagrairaha Andar Meru Ivastidaha. This is the mentions there. That just like a Meru mountain is considered to be the tallest mountain, not Himalayas. Meru is the tallest mountain. In the Bhagavatam, Meru mountain is mentioned. That Andar Meru Ivastidaha. Meru is so stable that one should be stable like that in its spiritual realization. But externally, like a peacock feather, he can change his position whichever way it is necessary. But inside, the knowledge should be like that. In that way, if one should work in this world. If one works in that way, what will happen? The knowledge from the jnanis and their activities will strengthen everybody. If you look at it from the material point of view, you can feel that whatever Vedic culture and Vedic traditions have achieved is only due to the realization of the great jnanis or these great personalities or great devotees who have reached that state of realization, and from their realization the whole society got benefited. So some mahatma, some great jnani has started something and it continued through the society like that. And every field of life, if you look, for example, music, dance or anything, any activity if you take, that whatever that has come from the Vedic tradition, you will see somebody has reached a perfection stage and from there he has left out something and that flowed through the many generations. So some jnani has started and they all stayed in that particular situation. And but they acted according to their Subhavam. Subhavam Nidam Karma. If you look, for example, music or dance, Bharadamuni, who is the Natya Shastram, that means this dancing, he was the guru of that, isn't it? He was the great sage who wrote about Natya Shastram. Bharadamuni's Natya Shastram is famous. So he was not only a teacher, but he was a realized soul as well. So, but his vasanas were inclined in this way. So while in the realized state, he composed all this Natya Shastram or the science related to the dances. And therefore, what he left behind kept on staying in this world for thousands of years. It stayed in this way. In the same thing with every other field, in music and in other activities also. So Krishna says here that whatever they have left behind, so freely he says to Arjuna, follow this path. When Krishna says, do karmam, execute karmam, one should not get in that way attached to it, that he is not instructing them that you do the karmam, but the stress is on the knowledge side of it, not on the karmam. Karmam should be executed, and how to execute the karmam is not the important, but the knowledge behind it is more important. If one is stressed on the knowledge side of it, and if he executes the karmam, therefore Krishna is alerting us that one should not give up karmam, but with the understanding of the proper understanding of karmam, one should execute karmam. That's what Krishna has explained in this chapter, isn't it? That Krishna has explained to us that karmam is is to be handled properly, because karmam binds everybody in this world. So handling that karmam is what Krishna has spoken about, that till we are released from karmam, we have to execute karmam. Karmam has to leave us one day. And when karmam has left us, then we don't have to look back to it again. So that state Krishna explained, yastu almaradirevasya almatruptaschamanava almanyu almanatushta tase karyamna vidyade. He mentioned that. It's an important verse. Few verses before, he spoke that almanyu almanatushta tase karyamna vidyade. That means once you are situated in the self, then there is no more karmam will hold him back. It will drop off its own. You don't have to struggle for how to deal with the karmam in this world. Yes, almaradhi revasya, provided he is in almaradhi state. Almaradhi revasya, almatruptaschamanama, almanyam almanatushta, tasya karyam na vidyade. That is the Krishna statement. Then Krishna says, if that stage hasn't reached for the beginners, whatever karmam is performed in this world, to get to that stage, one should turn the karmam to a yajnam. Every karmam in this world should become a yajnam. Yajnam, or otherwise it's called as karma yogam. If it is a yajnam, Krishna says eventually that yajnam will purify a person. Chitta shuddhi will happen. Purity inside will happen. When the purity happens, this knowledge of the self will manifest without too much effort. Why we are not getting that knowledge of the self, although it looks very simple to us? Krishna says, I am not this body, but it's not happening. Why? There is no chitta shuddhi inside. That's the reason behind it. So Krishna says here that stress is on the knowledge, not on the karmam. Karmam has to be executed, but according to one's own sadharma, whatever that comes in, then karmam should not be given up without foolishly. It should not be given up. Actually, there is no need to tell anyone to execute karmam in this world, because that is our natural tendency in us, isn't it? Bhagavad Gita is saying to us, people say to us, isn't it, that, oh, Bhagavad Gita is saying to us, you have to do your karma. Oh, a lot of people will say like this, isn't it? You have to do your karma, they say. So, that is very ridiculous statement. Do you know why? Even without Bhagavad Gita telling us, people will do karma. It's not that people are doing karma because of Bhagavad Gita has told them to do it. They are doing karmam because of the karma vasana inside. Because of karma vasana inside, people are doing the karmam. Not that Bhagavad Gita told them to do karmam. Bhagavad Gita is telling us one thing, that there is no need to tell anybody to do karmam. They will do it on their own. And from the day we were born right up to death, that's what we are doing. 1 minute we are unable to stay quiet. And there is no need of Bhagavad Gita for that. But and if you take it that way, if you start thinking that karmam has to be performed after Bhagavad Gita has told us to do it, that is misunderstanding. So, in 24 hours, work will go on in this world, whether Bhagavad Gita tells us or not. And that is why in all fields, whether it is social service or religious field, karmam will continue, karmam will carry on. And those who are lazy, who doesn't want to do any karma, Bhagavad Gita will not, if you get obsessed with karma in some way or the other, Krishna, just like, you see, well, how you can understand this? This is a very tricky thing. To Arjuna, Krishna says work. Yeah, Uddhava says give up this completely. Nadriyet karma chodhanam, he says. Even if there is a very slightest desire to work, don't do it. Just see that. To Krishna says to Arjuna, Arjuna, you should work. So all instructions are based on qualification of a person. These things has to be taken into account. Arjuna is in one state, Uddhava is in another state, isn't it? If you look into Bhagavadam, Ekadasha Skandam, when you see there how Krishna is instructing Uddhava, you may think that why did Krishna say like this to Uddhava and to Arjuna in a different way? So you can see there that if karma is not the goal, even to Arjuna, Krishna has to say the same thing. Karma is not the goal, but because you have vasanas inside and vasanas have to be exhausted, you have to execute the karma. Whereas for Uddhava, that karma vasana has already gone from inside, completely gone. Because of association with Krishna for such a long time, and that devotee's consciousness, that he has reached that state where he doesn't require to be told about this. So Krishna says to him, Nadriyet karma chodhanam. Chodhana means, provocation from inside to do karmam, don't do it. He says to Uddhava. And to Krishna, he says, Arjuna Krishna says, you have to act. Take the weapon and fight now. So these are the interesting things in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavadam. So he sees here that Krishna never says to anybody to get obsessed with karma. Because a lot of people are very obsession is there, isn't it? They think, you can see majority of the people, they cannot retire from this world. Government doesn't have to raise the retirement age. Only difference will be that if not working in the office, they'll work somewhere else. That's all it is. It's not easy to give up this karma chodhanam, the provocation from inside to work. So, nadriyet karma chodhanam. The same Krishna who spoke to Uddhava in the Bhagavadam, that nadriyet karma chodhanam, he says, even if there is an urge inside to do karmam, don't do it. He says to Uddhava, even if there is an urge inside. Same person instructing two people, but two different instructions. Same Supreme Person, Krishna, is instructing two different people, but two different instructions there. To one person he says, don't give up your sodharmam. And he says, when he wants to give it up, Krishna says, no, it's not time yet. It's not time to give it up yet. Whereas Uddhava is a completely ripened fruit. Completely ripened fruit. Therefore, while instructing Uddhava, Sudeva Goswami says to Krishna, Bhagavadaya Bhashidam. For that Bhagavadam, that means that personality who is so realized person, that he is a Bhagavadam, he is a pure devotee, for him it will be very unfair to push him into this well or this pit of karma again. Who? Uddhava. It will be very unfair to Uddhava to push him back to this pit of karma again. So Krishna says to him, don't do it. Krishna says there, don't touch the karma anymore. So it's the same thing. Estvatmaradirevadasya Atmadruptascha manava Atmanyu Atmanatushta tasya karyam na vidyade. That a devotee who has reached that stage, for him there is no karmam afterwards. There is no karmam. These are all dependent on our own particular position in the spiritual life. In spiritual life, there is no one rule for everybody. That also we have to remember all the time. Every person has to look at oneself and make the decisions in his progress in spiritual life. One person cannot decide for other. Although some guidance and help has to come from the spiritual master, eventually the decision has to be made by the individual himself. that what is the best for him in spiritual life. That's why you can't apply one rule to everyone, and that will not work, because relationship, everyone's karma vasana is different, his relationship with Krishna is different. So everybody has their own connection with Krishna in one way or the other, and that one has to find out oneself what that is. That is where reflection is necessary. Or Shastram can only help us to make the right decision in which way to go further. No decision will come from outside. And that is the way spiritual life works. The spiritual world is like that. And that is why so many things are spoken in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Sometimes you find one instruction is not in agreement with the other. Whereas we want everything clearly told, isn't it? Very clear and black and white instructions, so that makes life easier. But no, in spiritual life it will not be like that. It will always be, we take the understanding from the Shastram, and then making the right judgment in every situation, what is the right thing to do, that is spiritual life. That is spiritual life. You will, so many instructions in the Bhagavatam. Rishabhadev talks to his children, isn't it? He called all his 100 children, but he didn't point out to any one of them, you do this or you do that. He told them the general's instructions, and all 100 of them went in different directions. Did you notice that? King Bharata thought, I have to rule the world. I am the eldest, I should rule the world. He took up that responsibility. 9 Yogendras, Navayogendra, they felt they were already Almatruptascha Manava, Yastu Almaradhinevasya, no more karmam for them. So they went in that direction. 81 of them felt that they have to engage in the karmagandam. So they went in that direction. Another 9 of them, they felt that they should assist Bharata, King Bharata, in ruling the planet. So they took responsibility in the administration in 9 different dweeb. So you can see that. But instructions, when Rishabhadev gave the instructions to all of them, he called all 100 of them together and gave one instruction. That one instruction is not specific to anyone, is general to all. Nayam deho deha, important instructions in the Bhagavatam. Nayam deho deha bhajan riloge kashtan kaman arhade vidbhujam ye tabo divyam putraga yena sattum shuddhye asmat brahma sokhyam tanandam. First itself is purify yourself, he said. Shuddhyam, sattum shuddhel, let your existence become pure first. From there onwards he continues the instructions, and you will see there in those instructions, At one point he says to them, there is a verse in the Bhagavatam about that. Putramscha shishyamscha narpo gururva mallokakamo madanugrahatha itham vimanyu anishishyadatyan na yojayet karmasu karmamuthan. Putramscha shishyamscha narpo gururva mallokakamo madanugrahatha. That putram, son, shishya, disciple, king, spiritual master, or if they all are thinking, mallokakamo madanugrahartha, they can all carry on their activities in this world, but itam vimanyu anishishya tadajnyan na yojayet karmasu karmamudhan. But none of them should engage anyone, na yojayet karmasu karmamudhan, that they should not engage them in karmam continuously all the time and mislead them. Na yojayet karmasu karmamudhan. He says there. So, in the Bhagavatam also, if you look, you will see there that the instructions about karmam is like that. Instructions about karmam is like that. one who is naturally blind, if you push him into a well, what will be the situation? So that is exactly the same by pushing people to do karmam without proper understanding of it. That so what's given is that a permission is given to do the karmam, but not karma chodanam, that continuously creating that urge inside. The stress is on the knowledge. That is the stress. Stress is on the knowledge of it, not engaging in karma. That's the important thing. That means that proper understanding of life from Bhagavad Gita and controlling the karma in that way is what is expected. Proper understanding of Bhagavad Gita is what? Bhagavad Gita is telling us life is for self-realization, not for karma. So, karma is a disease what we have got, which we have brought with us due to our karma vasana. So that karma vasana, you have to exhaust it somehow. So therefore, execute karma through the process of yajnam or karma yogam and get yourself out of it. That is not the goal. Goal is something different. Realizing the truth. Come to this. So almaradirevasya, almadruptaschamaneva. That is the state what Krishna wants us to be. Krishna does not want us that continuously you perform karma in this world and get stuck in that pit, in that well. So for therefore, without knowledge, if we execute karma, all that karma will bind us. All that karma will bind us. The goal is to shift our attention to our identity as the spirit soul. That's the goal. Goal is not to work in this world and continuously busy with work. And you can see that this is such a powerful disease, this karma, isn't it? When it is infected with that, somebody is infected with that disease, then it's very difficult for him to keep quiet. Continuously there will be action. And then they will give some interpretation to it in some form that, oh, I am doing devotional service, devotional service, devotional service. But devotional service is okay. But without this understanding why I am doing this devotional service, if you carry on doing things one after the other, like a machine you are operating 24 hours a day, 24/7 goes on like that, then that's not a good thing, isn't it? The understanding should be there, where I should have that control on the karma. Otherwise it will go on like this whole life and at the end you will see you nowhere. So the goal Krishna is saying here is knowledge is important. That attention should move from this karma to the one's own identity. Strictly speaking, there is no good karma, bad karma. Whatever we are doing here, without knowledge, if you are doing it, it will bind you. Whether it is good karma or bad karma, both will bind us, isn't it? Importance is the knowledge behind it. If the karma is executed without any desire of results, it will open up the way for the knowledge to come in. That's what will happen. If karma is executed without any desiring of the result, karma becomes nishkarma siddhi or nishkamam. In that case, then it will open up the door for the knowledge to get in. Chitta shuddhi will happen and the possibility of the knowledge entering inside. And if one executes karma in that state of the knowledge state, then it will be for the benefit of the rest of the world, benefit of the whole world. This will happen. If one executes karma in that proper knowledge of the karma yogam, only that work is beneficial to the world. Everything else is damaging to the world. So this karma yogam, what Krishna is talking about, it is in two states, isn't it? Karma yogam. One is in the sadhana state, sadhana karma yogam, and the other one is the karma yogam which is performed by the realized soul, jnani, or a advanced devotee. Both are the same, there's no practically no difference. So sadhana karma yogam is that state that when one is executing that with the intention of getting released from karma, that is the sadhana state of a karma yogi. One who is executing karma with the desire to get released from karma is the sadhana state. Is the sadhana state. But with the knowledge, he is executing karma according to his vasana to free himself from the and not to create any more new vasanas either. At the same time to free himself from the karma. The other karma yogam, what is executed by the realized soul, or the jnani, it's a perfect. It's very perfect. He has nothing to gain in this world, and that karma yogam in that state. Such as jnanis, and you can see them different in this world. They are also, in their karmam, they are different. In their karmam, they are very different. According to their prakriti or their nature, the jnanis are also different. Jnanis are also different. One group of people, like the acharyas, or great acharyas, they come down in order to instruct us. And in one level, they talk to us about the truth. About the truth. They come down only to instruct. Some other people who have perfected that, they have siddhis. There is perfection in them. They have siddhis in them. That, but Krishna's instruction here is that hold on to the knowledge and execute the karmam. That is the most important thing. That do karmam as a sadhana. Let the karmam become a sadhana as well. Whatever karmam has come to us in life, it has to be performed according to one's karmam. It is difficult to ask this question that what karmam should I do? Whatever karmam has come according to our karma vasana and according to the destiny, what has come to us, we should accept that karmam and execute that as a karma yoga. That because whatever karmam has come to us, that cannot be given up. And one thing can be said, if you give up something, unnecessary karmam in this world, unnecessary, instead of increasing it more than already what we have got on our plate, Krishna says here that in giving up is better in some instances. For example, karmam has to be performed in this world to finish up the vasana inside. But it should not become a disease. If it becomes a disease, it's a problem. When does it become a disease? It becomes a disease when unnecessarily we get absorbed in the karmam and become so obsessed with that. Many people do that, isn't it? They become completely obsessed with karmam, thinking that this is the, if I am busy 24 hours a day, I am doing well. Or to escape from their own stress inside or the other worries, they engage in karmam. Krishna says that's not a very healthy state, to engage in karmam like that. That is where one has to know where to leave things behind. Where to leave things behind. In other words, that balance is necessary inside. Krishna also says there that giving up karmam like that has got some power inside. It generates some power inside. How much power you get by giving up, that much power you won't get it by accepting something. By accepting something. You don't get the same power. When you accept something, you get more power by giving up something. That is the important thing. Giving up something is immensely powerful. Giving up something is immensely powerful. So, just like any habits what we cultivate, people cultivate some habits, isn't it? For example, coffee drinking. People drink coffee. So, once you have developed that habit, from tomorrow onwards, you are dependent on the coffee. Isn't it? You are dependent on the coffee. And if you don't get the coffee in the morning, you get very depressed. So, there is not such great strength in that, in such things. Yeah? On the other hand, somebody has given up that coffee drinking business. That is his strength. That is a much more stronger position. That once you have given up that, you are able to give up, that means you are free. You have that freedom to make that decision within you. It gives you strength from that. Similarly, in every field of activity, how much you are able to give up, that much power you become more strong in that way. And that much power you won't get by executing that. So Krishna is saying here, karmam, give up the karmam unnecessarily what is necessary, but at the same time, whatever karmam has to be performed in this world, execute it as karma yoga. In other words, give up that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. And to act without ragadvesham. That means when karmam comes, not to think that, oh, this karmam I like, this karmam I don't like. That is ragadvesham, isn't it? Attachment and aversion. So in other words, constantly we have to keep that detachment inside, even while executing karmam. And if you want to give up any karmam at a particular stage, if you have the freedom to give it up, it is important, it is good to give it up also. In certain stage, if you find that karmam is affecting your consciousness, or you find that difficult to execute it as karma yogam, one has the freedom to give up that also. But whatever has come as sodharmam, in order to maintain the body, or which has come as a natural way to give it up due to fear, or due to, if you give it up for any other reason, that if you give it up, will it bring any distress later on? That can also be taken into account. That should also be taken into account, because vasana is already inside. That is where Krishna is talking about, that if I have the vasana inside and I give up the karmam, then Krishna says to Arjuna, don't do that. Because suppose one doesn't have a vasana for a particular karma, and he doesn't have the desire to do it, then it is not necessary that he has to do that. He has to do that. So, for example, a person wants to, he has a vasana to get married. He has a vasana to get married. Now, somebody else told him, take sannyas. If you tell him to take sannyas. So, no acharya, no guru or spiritual master will tell him that you should take sannyas. Because if he has that vasana inside. On the other hand, if a person says to the spiritual master, I don't want to get married, the guru won't tell him that go and get married and get married and live a life like that. Because one who has no desire to get married and such a vasana is not inside that person, then that brahmachari, again, if he has been told that he should get married, actually he has no desire to get married, but if you tell him that he should get married and live a married life because everybody should become a householder, if you push that, that is also a wrong thing. Normally it will never be done like that. So, no acharya will tell him that you should go and get married. Krishna and the Shastram also are instructing us in the same way. Instructions are not to us. Instructions are for our vasanas. That's the important thing. We feel that instructions are given to the individual. No, instructions are for the vasana. In other words, according to our inner maturity, according to our maturity inside, and according to one's own state of mind, one's own state of mind, according to his own particular state, instructions has to be given. And a very mature person, completely matured in life, and to such a person, now, you see, look, you go and get married and live in the family life. If you instruct him like that, that will cause a lot of problem for him. That will cause a lot of problem from him. At the same time, one who has a lot of desires inside, one who has got a lot of desires inside, to such a person, if you hand over a saffron to him and tell him to become a sannyasi, that will also be a problem. So therefore, Krishna is saying here, only by knowing a person properly, you should give instructions to him. Only by knowing a person fully well, you should give instructions to him. Otherwise, it will all end up in problems. It will all end up in problems. So this is the process Krishna is following. That Krishna says that all instructions are given to the vasana of a person. Arjuna's vasana was to fight. So Arjuna was told you should fight. And similarly, we all have our own vasana. So it is up to us to take that on board while making the decision. And even there is no one common rule for everyone. That's not possible to give like that to everybody one common instruction. Everyone should become a householder, or everybody should become a brahmachari, or everyone should become a sannyasi. That has no meaning. Sometimes, because we don't take this vasana into account in our life, we end up in serious problems. Always. We end up in serious problems. Because we don't take into vasana account at all. We think that, this is what everybody is saying. Everybody is becoming guru, I should also become a guru. Everybody is becoming a sannyasi, I should also become a sannyasi. This is not Vedic philosophy. This is our, the immature mind is doing that. Or sometimes brahmacharis you will see. Some people will become a brahmachari, and some others will, when he decides to get married, brahmachari will say to him, why are you getting married? Why he's getting married? He's getting married because he has got that vasana inside. What can you do about that? He's come with that vasana. But all the brahmacharis will put pressure on him. Don't get married. Don't get married. This way. That's also not good. Similarly, one who wants to be a brahmachari for a living, it's not proper to put pressure on him to become a householder either. So this is one example, just to say that how vasana decides everything. According to the vasana, it should happen. So Krishna says here, according to a particular vasanas in a person, instructions should be given. You should never disturb somebody else's mind in his particular state of mind. This is only Krishna alone has spoken this in the Bhagavad Gita. You don't find this in any other scripture. It's one of the most amazing things in the Bhagavad Gita. If Bhagavad Gita was meant to get people on to join the movement, or to get Krishna's followers, increasing the follower, Krishna wouldn't have spoken that verse, isn't it? But here, this instruction what Krishna is speaking is such an important instruction. Krishna says here that never disturb somebody in his mind. Never disturb somebody in his mind. For example, even in one's own life, one should not make a decision quickly about these things, whether to give up karmam or to execute karmam. What kind of karmam should I perform? And when jnanis also, when they are giving the instructions, they will take this on board very much. They will take this on board very much. They will not simply blindly instruct people in a way that, look, give up your karmam completely and take to this process totally. And because if you do that, he says here, that what will happen? That is what is spoken in the next verse. This particular verse, what Krishna is talking about, is such an important verse in the sense that when one does not follow that, what all happens in this world? Verse 26. Na buddhi bhedam janayed ajnanam karma sanginam joshayed sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan na buddhi bhedam janayed ajnanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan. Let not the wise disrupt the minds of the ignorant who are attached to fruitive action. They should not be encouraged to refrain from work, but to engage in work in the spirit of devotion. Na buddhivedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam joshayet sarvakarmani vidvan yukta samacharan. So here the jnanis also, Krishna is also saying the same thing, that you can't say that. In general, you can only say one thing, that take to bhakti process. You can say that much to people. You can say to people, become a devotee. Surrender to Krishna. That much you can say. But you shouldn't go to the extent of controlling that person's life completely. So that will upset him. He will disturb his life to such an extent that eventually it will become he will become a victim of the circumstances. It has happened like that. That's what it is important. That sometimes we give such heavy instructions to people that all this life in this world is miserable and hell and all kinds of things, and frighten them about this world. And you throw them into such a situation, eventually you haven't got anything else to give them. And they give up all their work and their life in this world and come over, and eventually they find they've lost everything, neither this nor that, and end up in some mental hospital. It has happened. That's what I'm saying. It has happened to many, many people in that state. It should not happen. That's what Krishna is saying here. You should not disturb a person's mind by telling him to give up karmam. And that's why Krishna says in that verse, if you look very carefully, you will see there, Vidwan Yukta Samacharan, the last line in that verse, Vidwan Yukta Samacharan, that you will engage him in a yukta, in a appropriate way. Yukta Samacharan. Probably means knowing very well his vasanas, knowing very well that if he has such vasanas, strong vasanas, that he has to engage in a particular karma, should be allowed to continue to that. But give him the knowledge about work, knowledge about karma, and that much you can do. And also make him realize that the goal is not karma, goal is jnanam, bhakti. This is the goal. And bring him quietly, slowly bring him to the platform of bhakti and jnanam, but without disturbing his karma. Whereas if you completely block his karma and tell him that you become a devotee or jnani or a bhakta overnight, it won't happen. Because what will happen in that state is that he will give up everything, he'll come, and he is not able to... Vasanas are so powerful inside checking him or restricting him to execute bhakti or execute jnanam. So it has to be done with a proper understanding. That's what Krishna is saying here. That generally we can say, you can say personally that you can say that, oh, don't remain as a grihastha all life, but or take to sannyasam straight away, or don't take sannyasam, stay as a grihastha, and always you should do your karmam, or you should give up all your karmam. All these things, do's and don'ts. You can't make that decision for somebody else. Generally you can say these things. This is what has happened to Buddhism. Remember, we discussed yesterday Lord Buddha's case. This is what has happened. Buddha mentioned that everybody should join. Buddha didn't say, his followers did this. That Buddha says to him, Buddha actually told them, one of his closest followers, Ananda, he went to Buddha and told Buddha that throughout life I have followed you, but I haven't got anywhere. So Buddha says to Ananda, that was your biggest blunder, that you followed me. That you shouldn't think that just by following somebody you will get that state. Buddha is Buddha and the follower is follower. They are two different. Similarly, all of us are individuals and we all have our own individual vasanas and strengths inside. So Buddha, what he did was that Buddhist followers, the Buddhist monks, they started making everybody a monk. The whole country was full of monks and full of sannyasis. The whole country is flooded with sannyasis. And most of them were not matured enough to be sannyasis. And when you convert people in that way, what will happen? Bernard Shaw said about this, if you read, he writes, says, to convert savage to Christianity is to convert Christianity to savagery. He says, in Bernard Shaw's book, he says like this, to convert savages to Christianity is to convert Christianity to savagery. It's a good statement. In the sense, you convert people without proper understanding of them, and eventually what will happen? Those who are converted in that way will change this whole thing to real mess. It'll make a whole thing a mess. So when you see this happening again, again and again, what do you say about that?
So you can only remember Bhagavad Gita's verses at that time, isn't it? Krishna has spoken something, it's golden instructions it is. And that golden instructions we have given to people in such a way and pushed everyone to take to that. But they were not ready for that. And when they take to it, they can't do it. So what happens? They change the instruction in the way they like it. That's what Bernard Shaw is also saying. He's saying that to convert savages to Christianity is to convert Christianity to savagery. To make them all, the Christianity itself becomes a savagery. The same thing with Bhagavad Gita also. It's not much different. So you can see that verse, na buddhi vedam janayed. This is why Krishna is saying that. Everything what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a subtle logic behind it. Without reason and logic, Krishna, if you think about it, and if you accept, analyze it, you can see that Krishna is looking at the overall good of the society. Overall good of the society. Na buddhi vedam janayed ajnanam karma sanginam. Very important verse. That one who is addicted to karmam, very strongly addicted to karmam, you should not disturb him. And buddhivedam. Buddhivedam means causing conflict inside, in that person's mind. Na buddhivedam janayed, Krishna says. You should not create buddhivedam inside. Ajnanam karma sanginam. He is attached to karmam so much. He is ajnani. He is ajnani. That is why ajnanam karma sanginam. His attachment to karmam is so strong. He is an ajnani. Because he has no knowledge about the karmam. To such people, Krishna is saying, you can talk to them about bhakti. You can talk to them about surrender. Surrender is important, isn't it? Because from surrender comes all the knowledge. Comes from the surrender, sharanagati. So speaking to them in that way, you can give those instructions to them. But never tell him to leave everything and run away from his vasana. Because what will happen if he runs away from his occupation, what he is doing, and disturb his life in that way? He'll go, but he will cause another havoc wherever he has come to. So that's a joshayet sarvakarmani vidwan, joshayet sarvakarmani vidwan yukta samacharan, vidwan yukta samacharan. So vidwan yukta samacharan. So Krishna says here they should be engaged in that particular way. So this kind of instruction you won't find in any other shastram. You can look at any other shastram in this world. You won't find an instruction like this. Then Krishna is saying here, a person who is in knowledge will not disturb buddhivedam. Na buddhivedam janayet. In other words, will not say anything or disturb a person's life. What they do is that whichever path they are following, that if the other person is following in the path of ignorance, even then, what they will do, they won't immediately pull them out from that. But on the other hand, they will go along with them for some time. They'll go along with them. And na buddhi vedam janayed ajnanam karma sanginam. And those who are so attached to karmam, and you should not go and disturb them immediately. Let them do whatever they are doing. But what should the jnani do? Joshayet karma sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan. That is what he should do. In other words, he should also do karmam. The jnani also should karmam. But show to him how to be in the jnani state and execute the karmam. So that is the only way you can, because those who are addicted to karma, those who are so absorbed in the karma, they are 100% affected by I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Isn't it? Plus they also have ragam and dvesham. Four things. Kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, ragam, dvesham. So karmis work that. Isn't it? That is a symptom of a karmi. One who is have these four things, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, raga, dvesham. When one has all these four, he is a karmi. He is the karmi. So a jnani, when he wants to get him out of that consciousness, knowing very well that he is an jnanam, the way to show it to him is to act with the detachment in that state of knowledge. If it works, the other person will notice the difference. Other person will notice the difference. So, in Panchadashi, it is spoken about that how to execute karma while being situated in the knowledge. Panganuranga Vishayekshana Talparoha Brahmava Loga Dishanam na Jahadi Yogi Sangeetha Thala Laya Nirtha Shatam Vashabi Maulistha Kumbha Parirakshanam. How a yogi or jnani, how he acts in this world. Even little things, they will be very observant about things in this world. They are always alert about even small things. Jnanis are like that. They give importance to even very minute things. They function in such a way that people in the world won't notice them in their actions. Why is it like that? Because they don't want to be noticed in that way. They want to be followed by others by giving importance to how to execute karma. That is what they will do. They will. Some of the things what they do, when you observe that, you may think that, oh, why do they want to spend their time in these things? Why don't they do something much more important? But the important thing is this, that they will give more attention to small issues, small things. Why? Because by doing that, other person will notice it. Other person will notice it. Suppose everyone start doing big things in this world, who will do all the small things? Their point is, if we are not perfect while doing the smaller things, there is no question of doing bigger things in this world. So sometimes you will see, when you go into some ashrams, some sannyasis, they will be very particular about small things. Like when they are eating the whatever prasadam they are eating, they will make sure everybody is getting the same prasadam what they are eating. It is such an important thing not to create this division in the disturbance others' mind. It may sound very familiar, isn't it? That not to create, they will make sure, first thing what they do is make sure that everybody is fed. Secondly, they'll make sure they don't want to be served anything what others, if others are not served the same thing. It's not communism, socialism. The reason for this is that if you give a little disturbance to somebody else's mind by your life, then that will not be good for that person. It will not be good for that person. So every time they eat anything, they have to make sure that even that eating process should benefit that person. Otherwise, otherwise it's no good. Sometimes we in our ignorance do a lot of things. Complete ignorance it is. It's not criticizing anybody. It's just ignorance in us. We think a sannyasi has come to the temple. We take the whole mahaplate to him. Everyone else is standing there and watching this. Sannyasi is happily swallowing it up, everything. I am a sannyasi, so I should have the best. What understanding is this? From where this understanding came, I don't know. It is our weaknesses in us. Because we have not understood the principle what Krishna is saying to us. On the other hand, if that sannyasi or the leader, if he accepts that has everyone made sure that everybody else had prasadam, and if he takes the minimum what is necessary, that will be have some impact on others. Others will think, look at that person, how he is living. An example. That is detachment, that's renunciation. Some goodness will come out of it. Whereas if you sit there as a sannyasi or guru and get everything on your plate and everybody else is standing there and looking at you and eating it, what will happen? So what they have done, when they come, they take them to another room and feed them there, and others also can all have it here. This is all nonsense, this is. This is not spiritual life. This is complete that materialistic mentality is coming through. They do it in the offices. It's quite common, isn't it? Bosses all stick together, go to the best hotel and have a dinner. For others, this is the packed lunch. You can have sandwiches. The same mentality has come to spiritual life. Imagine that. This is how we lost our connection between the devotees. We lost it because of this. Ever since we developed this habit, sannyasis, gurus, devotees not sitting together and sharing the prasadam in the prasadam room on the floor. And the moment we started arranging prasadam for them upstairs in a special room with specially invited guests, this mentality crept in. Neither they stopped it, nor the management stopped it, nor the followers understood this. Imagine that. How we have fallen into different traps. All in a subtle level this is happening. How can there be any Krishna consciousness in this state? It is going like an official thing. Everything becomes so official. Isn't it? Do you agree with this? Don't you think it is sensible? Krishna is saying to us, Na buddhi vedam janayed. If our jnani acts with sensitivity, he is sensible to others. He thinks when he is doing, is what I am doing now, is affecting another person. He won't do anything to disturb somebody else's mind. Even little things. This may appear little things. Prabhupada instituted everybody should sit in the prasadam hall. All devotees should sit in the prasadam hall and should take prasadam together. This was the rule Prabhupada. Nowadays you don't see that anymore. It is very sad story, but what to do? That's the way it is. So, similarly, when they eat, if you observe them, they'll make sure they will only take what is necessary. And they'll make sure even one grain is not left in the plate. Why? Because if they act like that, they are respecting the food and the grains and the prasadam. And if they themselves pick and choose things what they want to eat, number one, and when they eat, after that half leftover to others to eat, others also will start doing the same thing tomorrow. Is it not? So, from their side, they have to be always doing the right thing, in the right way, all the time. Especially eating and things like that, in everything. Similarly, accepting things in this world. If they keep on accepting everything, that is not a good thing. Because then others will also think that I can accept everything from everybody. People are coming to the temple. I am a devotee. Give me money. Give me this. Give me that. This will happen. So, when it goes in that direction, once it starts going in that route, you will never be able to pull it back again. Because then you need somebody examples there that who can tell them this is not the right thing to do. This is the wrong way to go in spiritual life. So that is why some of them you will see, some sannyasis, they won't even waste anything. Even when they need a piece of paper, they will see, make sure that any blank paper is not thrown away like that freely. Of course, consumer society and consumer world has a very powerful influence on all of us, right? But Krishna consciousness is not consumerism. Consumerism has to stay where it is. So, important thing is that not to accept things unnecessary, which is also a wrong thing to do. Because once you start accepting things like that from people, everybody else will start doing the same thing. And that has happened in our case. We know that very well, what happens. That somebody else is collecting, raising money. And then others also think, well, if we can do it, why shouldn't I do it? And raise some money in the same way. And then it becomes a habit in the same way. So that is why it was saying here that Na buddhi vedam janayed. Na buddhi vedam janayed. So everything is when we start doing all these things, we'll find things that this is opposite to the traditions in the world. Opposite to the traditions in the world. So generally the thing is the four people come, a few people come to see, you want them to see your jewelry or all the clothes you're wearing, and you want to make a show, impression upon them, isn't it? And create some envy in their mind. That's what people dress up for, isn't it? They dress up well, why? So others should appreciate it and become envious of our dress or the car you drive or whatever that is, isn't it? So, in other words, we have to create a desire in their mind of what we have got. That's the goal behind it, isn't it? But yanis, their action will be such, they don't want to create that desire in anyone's heart. So they are particular, they are very careful about that, not to create any unnecessary desires in somebody else's heart. So they maintain that simplicity all the way through. How sensitive they are to others. So, in other words, sometimes they have attention to even very, very small things. They'll give importance to it. We may wonder why he can't go and take prasadam somewhere else and sit in peace and have some prasadam, enjoy the prasadam nicely. But they are particular that they don't do such a thing, because by doing that, and he's feeling that he's creating problem in somebody else's mind, which he doesn't want to do it. So, sometimes you'll see in the ashrams, when they are cooking food, grains will fall away from the bag, and we don't bother, isn't it? But they will go and pick up every single grain, bring it back and put it inside. You may think, is it important when you carry a large bag of grain, rice or wheat or anything, a few of them will definitely fall off. So the sannyasis will answer, the proper understanding, they will say, for each grain that has fallen off from the bag, I have to give the account to Krishna. That's their mood, in other words. So, and who is talking, who is doing this? Those who are already realized the truth, who are already liberated from this material world. So, but when it comes to vyavaharam, or transactions in this world, that all these things have to be done by them. Because they know, if they don't do that, others will, very easily, they will go away from the spiritual path. In order to keep others on the spiritual path, they are doing it. Not for their own benefit, because they have moved away from this stage. They have gone away from that stage. So, therefore, because it is like that, in many studying philosophy also, we have Advaitam, Dvaitam, Vishishtadvaitam and all that, isn't it? So many different positions. So, from a physical plane, if you look at these things, you can see somebody is a Madhva, Madhvacharya, that means Dvaita tradition. Somebody else is Ramanuja's tradition. And somebody else is in Advaitic tradition, Shankaracharya's tradition. So, if you can see that, when you come to the physical plane, that means on a bodily level, when you are operating, everyone is on the platform of a Dvaiti. That he has to, the Dvaitam is there. That you have to recognize that. You can't ignore that. So, there is practically no reason to have any disagreement or quarrel between one and the other. Why I'm saying this is that some people they read, these are all the there is a book also, Readings in Vedic Literature. It's a publication from ISKCON. In that book you will see they are comparing different philosophies, Dvaitam, Advaitam, Vishishtadvaitam and all. So, while comparing the philosophy, you can see there that the Dvaitam nature is on a physical level very much. On a bodily level, when you are operating on a bodily platform, Dvaitam will be there. Dvaitam is unavoidable. And that means that to tell a person straight away that Dvaitam is wrong, is wrong. To tell him that it is wrong. He is on the bodily level, bodily understanding. He is Dvaiti. That will be, he'll work as a Dvaiti on a bodily concept of life. Similarly, when it comes to Dvaita means I'm separate, you are separate, he is separate, she is separate, everybody is separate. So, on the other hand, if you come to the platform of devotion, that everyone is a servant of Krishna. Isn't it? Everyone is a servant of Krishna. So if people have come to that level, that it is possible to live in that consciousness and to create a relationship in that level, mutually. Mutually level. That is Vishishtadvaitam. Vishishtadvaitam is that. Vishishtadvaitam is nothing but the consciousness of a devotee and recognizing that everyone is a servant. Everyone is a servant. Nobody is boss. Everybody is a servant. And to live in that way on a relationship basis, mutual relationship on that basis, that everybody is a servant. So, here again, instead of creating this, that everybody is a servant, what we normally do nowadays is that we create different levels of management among the people and give them the impression that you are that, another identity given thrown at him. Once you give that identity to him, that he is somebody in the managerial cadre, especially in the temples and ashrams, given that identity to him, he can only identify with that. He won't be able to identify as a servant. He will say from his lips, I am a servant of everybody. But he is always conscious, I am the boss. That doesn't help. That doesn't help. Because Vishishtadvaitam is teaching us that to be the best servant is Vishishtadvaitam. Ramanuja's Vishishtadvaitam is teaching us how to be the best servant. Now, if we take designations as the different positions in that, what will happen is we will identify with that position, designation what's been given, and we'll forget our identity. You'll never be able to think that you are a servant. You'll never be a servant. You'll always be the boss. So, all these designations when it goes away, and simply as a servant when you serve, that is Vishishtadvaitam. So, and jnanis, on the other hand, for them there is practically no differentiation. Everyone is a Krishna's present in everyone. Abhedasthiti. That means they have no, practically no differences from one person to another. They are always in that platform of non-differentiation. Abheda bhavam, it is called. So they, that is Advaita philosophy. They go in that direction. So Advaitam, Dvaitam, Vishishtadvaitam, everything is there in this world. You cannot take it away from people. So in the bodily level, there is differences. But at the same time, is there a difference? There is difference. There is difference, but there is no difference, in other words. That means, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Achindya Bheda Bhedam, isn't it? Bhedam is there, Abhedam is also there. It's something which you can have to reconcile with in this world. In some people, the Bhedam is very strong. In some people, Abhedam is strong. So, depending on the person, a jnani will not disturb their mind while talking to them. For example, an Advaiti is sitting there and Advaiti comes. He will not force Advaitam to him and prove it to him that Advaitam is the only right thing, Dvaitam is wrong. That's not correct. Vice versa also. So, vyavaharam, in dealings in this world, that all these perfections will be there. All these perfections will be there in the realized people. Realized people. For some time, they will make sure that even their dealings in this material world, in material activities, they will be perfect in their way they do things, so that they don't disturb somebody else's mind. What is minimum necessary, they will accept from this world for maintaining their body. In other words, even little things in this world, they will give the greatest attention to it. They'll give the greater attention to this. Even in that state, Brahmavaloka Dishanam. Brahmavaloka Dishanam means their attention is not on the world, it is on the truth. It's on the truth. Brahmavaloka Dishanam Udamaba Deva in the Bhagavadam. You will notice that. Uddhava saying that, isn't it? So, without moving away from that position, they will run their life in this world in such a way it is only beneficial to others. So, Brahmava Loka Dishana. Similarly, that is why, because they are like that, they look at all other living entities in the ashram also in an equal level, whether it is a monkey, whether it is a peacock, whether it is a snake, it doesn't matter. The same soul is present in all the living entities. And when others observe him, how they will not get disturbed, that similarly, he will not disturb anybody else from their position. So sometimes what happens is, you see, these are things which happen in the practical world. Sometimes in an ashram, a spiritually very advanced person is in an ashram. Visitors are coming, different kinds of visitors. Some of them are highly qualified not in the material sense. That means who has a proper cultural background, they have good habits. So they come to the ashram and they have to be fed. So naturally they will expect they are used to a certain kind of way of eating, and they have certain etiquettes to follow while eating. So they have to be fed and they have to be looked after. Sometimes you will get people who don't have any kind of ajaram or any kind of standard, who will act in a very hafasad way. So they also have to be cared for. So when it comes to ashram, normally it is said like that, you have to give this feeling to them that you are not showing any discrimination in them. Both of them have to keep their habits perfect. They should not be disturbed. Sometimes disciples of a guru came to another ashram. Now their guru did not come from a very high background, but he became self-realized due to his cultivation of spiritual knowledge. So the disciples did not have the high habits of the Brahmanas or anything. Brahminical culture wasn't there in them. So in the ashram, those who are cooking, they observe the people who are coming to eat. So you should not create a situation that they get the impression that by your actions, they get disturbed in any way. For example, Brahmanas, when they eat, they have certain ways of eating. If you remember in the Bhagavadam, when sun, moon, Rahu, they all sat together to eat the nectar. So at that time, demigods were sitting and eating. But this Papagraham, that means the sinful one, they started eating straight away as soon as it was served. Why is it? The demigods, before they eat, they have certain karmam to perform. For Brahmanas, what they call it as upasarana. Upasarana means before they eat, they take water in the hand, few times they take it round the food, and before they consume everything. For devotees, we sing Sharira Vidya Jal. So these are things which are practiced to purify. Some ajaram it is. Recognizing Krishna has given us prasadam. Whereas karmis, when they eat, they don't look any of these things, do they? As soon as they serve the plate, chak 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 goes inside straight away. So that difference you have to recognize. That will always be there in this world. So sometimes people come to ashram, they were disciples of a person who has come from a background like that. So the ashram authorities have to make sure that they don't feel offended. Because ajaram itself is not the goal. Ajaram is something which is a habit to purify you. But just because ajaram is not there, you can't ignore a person for that reason. So so these things do happen. That even in such situations, one should not disturb somebody else's mind. That's the most important thing. That means even in the dealings with the people in the ashram or in the temple, we should not disturb somebody else's mind. Because if we do that, then that will cause a lot of problems for that person. For that person. And that's why one has to be so sensitive to all these things. Krishna is saying here that till there, knowledge is matured, jnanam becomes pakvam, in that, and till they also come to the same platform of equal vision, and if we do not act like that, and if we start insisting on something, then if they don't like it, and forcefully, they will leave and go away. Even if somebody is in ignorance, if you forcefully pull that person from there, he will feel the pain. He will feel the pain. So, therefore, Krishna is saying here, na buddhi bedam janayet. That means, using this knowledge, you can talk general things, but you should not get involved in their habits or their acharam and disturb them from everything and give up their actions in this world. And he says here, if you tell him that don't have this, don't have that and all that, it will cause problems for him. Na buddhi bedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam. Because karmam and the sangam inside is very, very strong. And if you go and disturb these ajnanis, they are ajnanis, and who are attached to karmam, and if you go and disturb their intelligence, then you will not get anything out of it. If you go and tell them that all what you are doing is complete waste of time. We used to preach like that one time to people. You're working so hard, you're wasting your lifetime. Leave all these things, get out of this. And these people who have preached this, they also left after a while. This has happened so many times. Gone and disturbed so many people's mind, and their own mind got disturbed at the end, and then they also gone. So what did we gain from that? That's what he's saying here. That na buddhi bedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam. One who is in that ajnanam state and who is attached to karmam, you should not create buddhi bedam in their intelligence. If you do that, it will cause problems. Then what does he do? Joshayet sarva karmani yukta sangha samacharan. Vidwan yukta samacharan. So therefore, this is the reason those who are in charge of the mutts, spiritual institutions, for them, they require a lot of anushtanam. Anushtanam means their daily sadhana. They require that. Not for themselves. Because if they don't do it, others won't do it. When you go to the ashram and you see the head of the ashram itself is busy with so many millions of all things in this world, the first thing what happens is you also become busy like that. Isn't it? That's why for in charge of the mutt, in charge of the ashram or the temple, who is the top person, he should have a lot of sadhana, lot of anushtanam. Anushtanam means nishtha. Nishtha means daily he should execute that. His sadhana should be such that others, when they come, they should see this person who is in charge here. He is following it very strictly. As soon as you walk in, you will also feel the same inspiration to do. Now it's all gone now completely. The anushtanam, nobody says, why you are asking me? I am the president. Why are you asking me? This is the question. This is madness. The whole thing is so, I don't know how to explain this because it's so gone out of the line that they think that things are happening, all remotely managed from home through the emails and through the telephones and things are happening. How it's happening, there's no example anywhere. You go to the temple, you see there, everything is going on, but there's no example anywhere. So what does it come out of that? This is what I'm saying, that proper understanding of that spirituality and that human relationships each other, this is all fading away from the spiritual life. So, sannyasis also, that is the reason why they have been given so much anushtanam. They are not expected to go out and work or life. That's not expected of them. They have to, if they are in the spiritual life and if they are leading others in that path, then they should live that life. It's not to be kept confidential somewhere else. Whether they're doing it or not, we don't know. But if they are not there every morning, every temple, every program, then they're not examples anymore. You can't follow them, can you? So that's how our Bhagavatam classes and all has become very dry. Because there is no management participation in that. It causes problems like this. People who follow, they don't feel any inspiration. They'll say management is not coming. They are coming only at 9 to 5. I'll also go there at 9 to 5. And it'll become, in due course, everything will go in that direction. You can run a big show. What is the use at the end? So that's why it says here, they have been given this. I'm not criticizing an individual or anybody. This is how things get changed in course of time. It's happening all over. Not only in one temple. In so many places, the same thing is happening. That they understood, thought that we can manage things without too much trouble by managing remotely everything. You pick and choose people whom you want to work with. People do this in the offices, isn't it? But even spiritual life, if you start picking and choosing people, then what is the meaning of all the spiritual life? Isn't it? So that has come to that nature from our management technology, what we learned in the offices, we are bringing into spiritual life and applying this. And that is the problem. That means whole relationship goes away between the devotees, between the management, there is no relationship after that. It's all, I'll do what I like, you do what you like, and as long as I get paid, it's okay. As long as you get paid, don't make any noise, quietly come and go. This way it will become an office-like atmosphere, isn't it? We don't go to office willingly. We go there because we want to earn some money. But if you go to the temple also in the same mood, that I have to go there because I'm getting paid, then what is the point of the temple then? The temple is come to that level, consciousness, I'm saying. So, na vahya pujam kuryad. That is the yadidharmam. Yadidharma means the sannyasi's rule is such. Na vahya pujam kuryad. So, in other words, sometimes in the mutts you will see some of the ancient mutts who survived thousands of years. This is how they survived. Why? The personalities who kept that institution going, their commitment was not how to run the show. Their commitment was how people get benefited from that by their dedication and commitment. In other words, when they took it up, they surrendered to the process completely. And they lived a life in that way. They lived a life in that way that others got inspired and followed them. They took others on board with them. They know that they can't go and change the whole world in 1 minute. It's not possible. But if you live that life, proper life, as Krishna has spoken here, others will come, observe this, and that will make that changes inside. There's a lot of things connected with that. When to speak the truth, when not to speak the truth. Satyam satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, na bruyat satyam apriyam. There is a statement, it's a very famous one. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat. Whatever is spoken, it should be spoken priyam, in a pleasing way to others. Na bruyat satyam apriyam. Whatever you have to say, you should not say, even if it is truth, if it is causing disturbance in somebody else's mind. How careful they were about saying things. Because you can only change people through sattvagunam. In rajogunam and tamogunam, if you change people, it won't work. So sattvagunam's nature is like that. Satyam bruyad, priyam bruyad. Na bruyad, satyam apriyam. That it has to be spoken in such a way that it should not disturb somebody else's mind. At the same time, it should have some impact on that person. Although it may be very, very slow. So, in the mutts and all that, they have given 24 hours engagement because of that. We give importance to the worship they are doing, isn't it? Actually, sannyasi is not doing any bahi puja. Bahi puja means externally anything. Then, why do they do this puja? They continue to do it because for them there is no need for that to do it anymore. They've already reached that state of realization, self-realization. But because they have been put into that position of in charge of the mutt, that when others see them, they should not give it up. to keep others doing it, they have to do it. Because when you go there, you see when you walk into the mutt, you see the in charge of the mutt is engaged in spiritual life seriously. Automatically he inspires others, isn't it? Therefore they have hours and hours of service in the morning. Just sitting in one place, they continue to execute the deity worship, chanting all the Vedic hymns and all what they, every day without stop, non-stop. They go on, you know, day after day in the same way. So therefore they are situated in that state and they have the impact of that on others as well. So all these are on different stages. All the jnanis, everybody is not a stereotype, isn't it? Everyone is not stereotyped. Everybody is not alike. So, if the question comes, can the householders become jnanis? That question comes. In order to prove that, Krishna says that some of the householders were also jnanis. Some of the householders were also jnanis. How the sannyasis should say, and that sannyasis will show them how to be a sannyasi. Like in the Bhagavadam, you have examples of Dattatreya Maharshi sannyasam. It's famous, isn't it? Dattatreya Maharshi sannyasam is very famous. How as a sannyasi, always in the spiritually realized state. Always. And always observing things in this world and concluding what have I got to learn from this. A sannyasi's mode. That is sannyasi. Sannyasi is brahmanishta, always fixed in the truth. And householders also can be in that state, but householders have got activities to perform, but that does not disturb their consciousness, in other words. So, what they are doing is that they are taking away all the doubts in our intelligence, and whichever state one is in, it is possible to reach that state. And anyone who is, anybody, he can reach that state. These are the things Krishna wanted to mention here. That's what he is saying here. Joshayet sarvakarmani vidvan yukta samacharan. They execute all the karma in such a way, yukta samacharan, in such a way it will benefit others. Otherwise not. It has to benefit others. So all the karma, jnani also is executing karma, that will they get in, because they are executing karma, will they get affected by that? This question will come there. So the answer to that, Krishna is saying here that in another three verses, in the next three verses, Krishna is saying here that a discussion about that, their situation. That means a jnani who has actually realized the truth but is engaged in this world in karma, will the karma affect them in any way? That's what Krishna is going to talk about it. And a factual explanation, that is that verse in the next verse. We'll have a look at that. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Very important verse. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Krishna says, the bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actually carried out by nature. Everybody knows this verse, isn't it? Most of the people remember this verse. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. So here Krishna says here that as we talked about this, that knowledge can happen at any stage. Like we had the example of Prahlada, isn't it? Prahlada at a very early age, he has shown that to us. Then similarly, old people also can reach that state of consciousness. There is examples for that also. that whichever state we are, either we are a small young child or a grown-up person, in whatever state it is possible. That is what Krishna has said here. Now, in this verse, Krishna is explaining to us that the jnani who has reached that state of realization, if he executes karma, will that cause any problem for him? That was the question, isn't it? Krishna is saying here, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahangara vimudhalma kartaham iti manyate. He says here that we are thinking as though we have a lot of freedom in doing karma. In doing karma. Whether I should do this or I should not do this. Shall I give it up or shall I continue doing this? All these questions we ask. Krishna is saying here that nobody has any freedom to do anything in this world. What karma they have to do. They have no freedom whether to do a karma or not to do a karma. Neither way they have any freedom to do anything. That prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. Prakriti's gunam or material nature's three modes, sattvam, rajasa, tamasa. These three gunam is inside everybody. And everyone is situated in different combination of these three. The mixture in everyone is different. Each of us are in three different mixtures. So accordingly, material nature, which is these three modes of nature, is doing the karma. That is Krishna's point. Prakriti, material nature is doing the karma through us. Through us it is happening. We are not doing it. Nature is operating through you. So, gunai karmani sarvasha. In order to show that, there is a book known as Devi Mahatmyam. It's a famous prayers to Sri Parvati, glorifying Sri Parvati's status as the... So, there, it says there, it's a beautiful prayers there. Ya Devi sarvabhudeshu nidrarubena samsthita namastase 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 namo nama. That means addressing Sri Parvati, saying like this, who is present in everyone in the form of sleep. When she wants to put us to sleep, she puts us to sleep. Isn't it? And that is why Sri Parvati is Prakriti. You have to remember that. That's why Krishna is saying here, Prakriti kriyamanani. Prakriti is under her control. Isn't it? We give all these names, Sri Parvati, Radharani, all these things. But material nature, basically, is under her control. So, Sri Parvati's prayers are like this. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahangara vimudhalma kartaha miti manyade. What Krishna says here. In Devi Mahalvim, it says like this. Ya Devi sarvabhudeshu nidrarubena samsthita namastase 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 namo nama. That means you who are present in everyone in the form of sleep. That means you are the person who makes the decision when somebody has to go to sleep. And to that personality I pay my obeisances. This is that verse means. And in that same prayers, if you look, you will see all the qualities mentioned there is all as qualities from the material nature. Sri Parvati's qualities. Ya Devi sarvabhudeshu dayarubena samsthita namastase 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 namo nama. That in everyone, when you see the mercy in somebody as a quality, daya, when you see that quality, it is also coming from her. Her quality is coming through us. That's all. It's nothing to do with our soul. Soul has nothing to do with that. It's coming from her, but it is going through us. That's all. So whenever we see any quality, Ya Devi sarvabhudeshu tushtirubena samsthita namastase, there is hundreds of them like this, one after the other. All the time, offering respects to Sri Parvati, material nature in this way, because it is she who is coming through us in that particular emotion, particular feeling or particular quality developing. Tushtirubena samsthita, kandirubena samsthita, lajarubena samsthita, shandirubena samsthita, kshudharubena samsthita, nidrarubena samsthita, shaktirubena samsthita, brandirubena samsthita, buddhirubena samsthita, trishnarubena samsthita, shraddharubena samsthita. This is all Sri Parvati flowing through us. So, because it is like that, gunai karmani sarvasha, All these are different aspects of the three modes, isn't it? Sattvam, Rajasa, Tamasa. Their aspects are all these qualities in us. Sometimes when we say that Krishna, desires are coming up inside. Why? That is Rajogunam, isn't it? So that's also coming from her. From Sri Parvati, that quality is flowing through us. Shraddha Rubena Samstita. Sometimes we are very attentive, a lot of Shraddha inside. That's also from her. So, in all these different forms, it is she who is coming and working through us. Devi means Prakriti. Sri Parvati means Prakriti. In other words, the false ego that is inside also, who is sitting there and giving us this identity as I am the false ego, Jiva Ahanda, that is also, it's her. It's her. So, everything that is happening within us is this material nature is doing that. The five senses, with their activities of seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, touching, all that, plus sangalpam, vigalpam, that means this imagining something, and vigalpam, that these thoughts which is coming opposite to that, and taking the pride in that, false ego inside, operating in that, everything is within the field of Prakriti. Everything is within the field of Prakriti. And it is that Prakriti, material nature, is staying inside us in the form of memory, hunger, sleep and everything. That's also her. This body is functioning in constant interaction with the material nature. It is Prakriti, material nature, who is doing these things through us, through our body. Some people will say, oh, earlier I had good memory, I'm losing my memory now. Isn't it? I'm losing my memory now. I'm not able to do anything now because I can't remember things very much. Yesterday, I'll tell you, I went to a supermarket just out of just because Sandarbhiyam, there is opportunity, I thought I mentioned this. So there were two people in front of me, two old ladies, and the lady who was serving in the supermarket was also very old. So the two ladies, it was only a few items in the checkout. They were paying that by cash. So the first lady, she paid the cash to the lady in the counter and was waiting for the balance to get back. So the lady in the counter, after taking the note inside, she's giving the change back to the second other lady who was waiting there. All three have forgotten who has paid and who has taken. And they were all looking at each other. So this is what happens, isn't it? Old age is that. That memory goes away. And then every moment you are struggling hard to remember things. Can't remember what to do. People keep writing somewhere. And then they don't know where they have written that. Also they have forgotten. So this is old age, isn't it? This is what Krishna says here. That the smriti rupena samstita. So that smriti or memory is something what material nature is keeping in us up to a certain level. After that, she withdraws. When she withdraws, nothing you can do about it. Everything is like that, isn't it? All these different qualities Krishna is saying. So, when we were children, we don't remember many things, what we went through at the childhood, isn't it? Or we don't even know when we were born. Nobody remembers when we were born and what happened like that. No memory stays inside. So, to such an extent, everything is tightly controlled by the material nature. Similarly, hunger comes. And what do? Something happens inside, we need food. That's all we know. We don't know anything else than that, isn't it? We don't know why it has happened. We don't ask the question, why did the hunger come? And where is it happening? Do we put any questions? No. It comes. It comes because she has decided that to happen. That's why it said, Kshudarubena Samstita. She is present inside in the form of Kshuta. Kshuta means hunger. Kshudharubena samstita. She is present inside. So naturally, we are hungry. So when we fall asleep, we have no control. Completely you have to surrender there at that point, isn't it? No, you have no choice. You just have to surrender. Nidrarubena samstita. So she is present in us and doing all these jobs all the time. Krishna is saying, karma is also like that. It's not much different. All karma what you are doing is, she is doing it. Only it is happening through the body. When it is like that, why do you think to go and take the ownership of that? This is Krishna's question. പ്രകൃതി ക്രിയമാണാനി ഗുണൈകർമാണി സർവശ അഹങ്കാര വിമൂഢാത്മ ഓൺലി ദാറ്റ് ഫൂളിഷ് ഫോൾസ് ഇഗോ ഇൻ സൈറ്റ് കർത്താഹം ഇതി മന്യതേ ഐ ആം ദ ഡുവർ ഈസ് കമ്മിങ് ഫ്രം ദാറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് വെൻ ദ സ്ലീപ്പ് ഈസ് കമ്മിങ് ഓ ഐ ആം ഗോയിങ് ടു സ്ലീപ്പ് ദാറ്റ് ഈഗോ ഇൻ സൈറ്റ് അഹങ്കാര വിമൂഢാത്മ കർത്താഹം ഇതി മന്യതേ ജസ്റ്റ് ലൈക്ക് വെൻ യു ആർ കുക്കിംഗ് സം വെജിറ്റബിൾസ് ഓൾ വെജിറ്റബിൾസ് എഗ് പ്ലാന്റ്സ് ബിൻഡി ഓക്ര എവറിഥിങ് ഇൻ സൈഡ് വെൻ ദ ആർ ബോയിലിംഗ് ദ വെജിറ്റബിൾസ് ആർ ബോയിലിംഗ് ദ വെജിറ്റബിൾസ് കം അപ്പ് ആൻഡ് ഡൗൺ ഇൻ ദ പോട്ട് ഈസ് ഇൻ ഇറ്റ് സോ ഇഫ് ദേ തിങ്ക് ദ ദേ ആർ ഡൂയിങ് ഇറ്റ് themselves it is like that situation with us most of us are thinking like that the way they are acting as though it will think that they are making it for us but they have no freedom isn't it similarly krishna is saying here that it appears as though that when that living force spirit soul is inside we feel that we are doing that it is only a imagination but actually prakriti is doing that but prakriti will do it only in the presence of the chaitanyam or the living force not otherwise only in the presence of the living force all activities are carried out by the material nature all activities are carried out by the material nature in the presence of the living force inside we'll discuss it tomorrow all glories to Srila Prabhupada